This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Rachel Warnock, a lead herbalist and founder of Vedic Botanicals, the formularian behind a serum with an SPF value, an alkaline toner, and a germ-killing hand balm. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It's a great pleasure to be here today.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So tell us, Rachel, why don't you tell us about your background and how you became an herbalist? Let's start there.
Yeah, sure. So it kind of started in undergraduate college. I had in high school and undergraduate really taken a dive into psychology and specifically psychosomatic conditions, really understanding how stress impacted the body, how the nervous system impacted health in a very tangible way. And I was an undergraduate teaching classes at a local community center on psychosomatic health conditions and stress reduction techniques to help people be healthier in their lives. And it was such a rewarding part-time job for me that I really wanted to take it further and help people in a more tangible way. But I really couldn't afford to go to normal med school. And herbal med school was this really great in between. It was something that I could afford. It was something that I was sincerely interested in. I'd always loved plants. I'd always loved the history, like the traditional medicines of what people used back in the day before we had allopathic medicine. And it turned out that I was really good at it. So it was actually a really good spot for me to go. And then I had got my master's degree in Ayurveda, which is herbal medicine from India. And I've been practicing ever since.
Really appreciate your sharing some of the journey and the background. And it certainly makes sense where the foundation came from and all this. Much appreciated. Now a question for you. For those that aren't so familiar with Ayurveda, what exactly is Ayurveda?
Yeah, absolutely. So quite simply, it is a 5,000-year-old system of traditional medicine native to India. It incorporates diet, herbs, lifestyle. We call it, you know, it's a traditional medicine, but also it's really just a paradigm of healthy living and of longevity, of how to live your best life every single day. It is famous for, on one hand, there are certain herbal compounds that have over 250 individual steps to create this incredibly complex herbal compound. And on the other hand of it, Ayurveda, some of the most famous Ayurvedic doctors in all of history are famous for saying, you know, what's the number one best remedy? The number one best remedy is a sunrise walk every single day. What's the number one best remedy? Playing with children. You know, so on one hand, it's got these really intricate, complex, unbelievable kinds of formulations, recommendations, diets, intensive cleanses that are not for the faint of heart, but incredibly effective. And then on the other hand, it has doctors making recommendations for people of take a walk at sunrise and play with children to bring joy into your life and live your best life. So that is the broad overview of Ayurveda. It understands medicine through the elements like earth, air, fire, water, space, and it ranks pretty much everything in terms of its quality. So how positive, neutral, or negative the plant or the food or the drink or whatever, you know, the relationship is the relationship with your coworker, with your neighbor, you know, is that bringing a positive, neutral, or negative quality into your life? So it has the ability to very much dive deep, but people can dip their toes in as they see fit and still get value from it.
I certainly appreciate your explanation and input there. That is most helpful. Now, talking about formulations, tell us some of your favorite ingredients to use. I'm sure listeners would appreciate some of the details here.
Yeah, so being trained in Ayurveda, I obviously draw from a lot of Ayurvedic herbs. Ashwagandha, or in English, winter cherry, that one is one that is making a lot of headlines here in the West. More and more research is coming out with just how amazing and wonderful it is. But ashwagandha is one of the cornerstones of Ayurveda. It's one of the three queen roots, and it's part of many formulations in Ayurveda. I use it a ton just because of I'm doing more work with Vedic botanicals on skincare products, and ashwagandha is so great for the nervous system. It is so great for the skin. So I use that in a lot of my products. Another one that I draw heavily on is neem. That's N-E-E-M. It's kind of like the Indian dandelion, except it's a tree, but it's incredibly versatile. It's great for the liver. It's great for the blood. You can, just like you can make beer from dandelion, you can also make beer from neem, but that's not a health element. but it's great at killing germs and boosting the immune system. And then I think my third favorite is black cumin seed, which actually originates in the Middle East, but it surfaces a little bit in Ayurveda. It's just one of my favorites because there are molecular elements in black cumin seed that are found nowhere else on earth. It is an absolute powerhouse antioxidant. And Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, was quoted as, you know, listing black cumin seed as a panacea, as the key to immortality. It is good for so many different things. I just love recommending it to people because the results with it are so very real.
Well, that right there, all that information certainly should jazz you up on all the options there are to get us to a point of great, great health. And thank you so much for some of those details there today. We are with Rachel Warnock, a lead herbalist and founder of Vedic Botanicals, the formularian behind a serum with an SPF value, an alkaline toner, and a germ-killing hand balm here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Rachel, I know you like to use lesser-known herbs. What's one of the most obscure herbs that you use?
Ooh, this is a really good question. I think one of the coolest underground herbs that we use is Inula. That's I-N-U-L-A, Inula. And this is one of the strongest respiratory tonics known to man. It's only really grown in a few places, like Corsica in France, and it's incredibly expensive. It's about $600 per ounce of this oil that's extracted from the Inula plant. But it is one of the absolute best for respiratory conditions. There are a few studies that demonstrate its ability to reduce inflammation in the lungs and just repair damaged lung tissue. Historically, it's been used as steam inhalation. We have Inula in our Respirare essential oil blend, which is used for diffusers. So it kind of mimics that traditional steam inhalation. But also, historically, people just ate the roots, and you can definitely take it. We don't sell it as a tablet form, but you can find it in tablet form. In fact, fun history note, Julius Caesar's armies, when they were marching into France, the colder climates up there from what they were used to down in Rome, really, you know, they were struggling with colds and coughs, and they were using the Inula root to stay healthy. And Julius Caesar brought some home for his niece, and she was consuming it regularly, and it helped with her asthma and bronchitis. So fun history note, but we like to use Inula in our formulations too. Not very many of them. In fact, I think it really is only in the Respirare, but it is an absolutely fantastic herb that more people should know about because it's so incredibly effective on the respiratory system.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, and I really appreciate the history on that as well. A great added bonus and a great touch there. Now, as far as formulation, what's your approach to formulating your products?
So on one hand, it's I like to find the gaps. Where does a product not exist? And I like to combine things. I'm a very practical person. And so even though I do make a lot of cosmetic products, I like them to be practical cosmetics. And in herbal med school, you know, one of the first things that you learn is diet, because you eat 3 times a day. Like, how many things, true, honest and truly, do you do every single day? And of that short list of things that you do every single day, how many do you do multiple times a day? Like, if you really think about that, it's not too many items. And eating is so central to health. And so every single day, you have this opportunity to feed yourself or poison yourself. And that was something that they really ingrained in us early on in herbal med school. And after I graduated and I was working one-on-one with patients and starting to develop my own formulations specific to my clients at that point in time, I wasn't trying to create a line in any way, shape, or form. I was just crafting products to help my clients with specific ailments and needs that they had. And it occurred to me, like, holy cow. Body care is one of those things that we do every single day, that pretty much every single day, somebody, people are applying a lotion, a serum, a cream, and skin is your largest organ. It's one of the most absorbent. In fact, you know, depend, obviously it depends on molecule size, but it's some of the things that you're applying to your skin that have the smaller molecules, they're reaching your bloodstream within 60 seconds. So it your skin is absorbing, and Ayurveda, you know, goes leans into this really heavy. A lot of recommendations include herbalized oils that help deliver the herbal benefits to the body through the skin. And so it all lined up really, really well. Of my training involved a lot of applying herbs to the skin. My training involved a lot of how do we nourish the body with food, with herbs, with nutrients, and not poison it. And then as I was working with my clients, I was having all these opportunities to develop topicals. So it lined up really, really well. And I had this opportunity to not just take a holistic approach to health through diet and lifestyle, but a holistic approach to beauty and cosmetics. And how can we take beauty beyond skin deep so that we're nourishing the body, feeding it, and empowering it so that it can be at its strongest, be at its best. And at that point, health is beautiful. Like when you are looking or when you are feeling your best, then you're also looking your best. And so that was kind of the attitude that I took to start formulating cosmetics. And of course, I still offer some more, you know, medicinal products like a decongestant balm that helps to boost your immune system, and the germ killing hand balm that has the black cumin seed in it. That's our defense balm. So we do still, you know, I do still make some more like specialty wellness products, but as we get into making some cosmetics with, you know, the our glow serum that has the SPF value and our alkaline toners that have a pH of 9.5, I was looking for gaps. Where are the gaps in the cosmetic industry where they could be better, where they could deliver not just, you know, moisturizing your skin, but they could deliver beyond that to balancing skin pH, to protecting it from the sun. Our standard Ayurvedic skin cream is chock full of nervine herbs that help to repair damage done to the nervous system by stress. So it's I get real jacked up about this, but obviously, but it my approach to crafting products really very much is how can we take beauty beyond skin deep, and how can I take a holistic approach to beauty and body care, not just what looks good on the surface. So that's what I take with me every time I go into the apothecary and start to create and craft something from scratch.
Rachel, certainly have enjoyed your visit with us here today. Quite informational and a lot of insight and information shared, and we can't thank you enough for your time spent with us here today. Tell us, where can people find you online and get more information on Vedic Botanicals?
Sure. So our website is Your Vedic. That's V-E-D-I-C botanicals.com, yourvedicbotanicals.com. Of course, we're on Instagram and Facebook, and we're on TikTok with our educational series. So people, of course, can stay up to date with us on the socials, but we do like to put more educational videos on herbs, on the history of herbs, and our uses for them specifically on TikTok.
Well, I've got to hand it to you. You've certainly got the bases covered and a lot of added resources here. And I like that TikTok. That is pretty awesome as well. Rachel, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Eric, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Certainly was our pleasure as well. We've been speaking with Rachel Warnock, a lead herbalist and founder of Vedic Botanicals, the formularian behind a serum with an SPF value, an alkaline toner, and a germ-killing hand balm. And for all the details, visit yourvedicbotanicals.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.